Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 13 verses 14 to 23. I want to take another look at AD 70, and I'll call this AD 70 a warning. I want another discourse too to make the application leading out of this warning. I'm just laying the groundwork in this discourse. I hope I can draw an application in the next discourse. So, Mark chapter 13, verses 14 to 23. How did Christ use this AD 70? What did he say about it? What is he predicting here? What can we learn from it? Well, he was using it, first of all, as a definite sign, was he not? As he says in verse 14, when you see the abomination that causes desolation, that which is spoken by the prophet Daniel, he's talking about, standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand, then let those and so on who are in Judea flee. In other words, he's going back to Daniel. He's assuming, he's arguing, he's working on the assumption that they're readers of Daniel, and he wants them to read Daniel, he wants them to read the scripture, and he wants them to have no doubt about it. It's going to happen. Never forget AD 70. Pay attention. Let the reader think about it and understand it. That applies today. I want to make application of this. You can see the way it's going. You see, this question of prophecy, AD 70 in particular, is not fairy tales. It's not a scare story. It's not declared by Christ as something to amuse us, as a kind of hobby. I mean, today's prophecies, the prophecies that apply to us today, as the prophecies that apply to AD 70. These are not things for us to treat as a kind of sport or hobby or pastime. The Lord is warning his people here. He's warning the Jews what to do. Don't dawdle. Escape, he says. Let those who are in Judea flee. Flee from the wrath that's going to come in Jerusalem. Let no one on the roof of his house go down or enter the house to take anything out. Don't hang about. And don't make possessions and material things your great priority here. There's a time of dreadful sorrow coming. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. And prayer mounted. These are serious things he's talking to these Jews, and he's saying to these Jews. Remember, I'm going to try and make an application of all this. Can you see the way it's pointing? The application that must be made, I think. If this is the thing that's said about AD 70, how should we learn from it ourselves? Dreadful sorrows coming. There'll be anguish and fear. Think about this, he says. Pray about it. Talk about it. But God will be merciful to his elect. Verse 20. If the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive. The days would be so severe, never to be equaled again. The time of sorrow and suffering. AD 70. But God is merciful. The elect, and it's emphasized too, those whom he has chosen, the elect whom he has chosen, he shortened these days. You see, God did shorten the days. The judgments that came were so strong and heavy that God was showing mercy to these people. Keep awake, he says. It's going to be such a dangerous time, verse 21, 22. Look, here's the Christ. Lo, there's the Christ. And so on and so on. They'll deceive the elect if possible, but I'll shorten the days. There'll be false pseudo-Christs, false preachers, false teachers. There'll be all sorts of deception, powerful deception. And it takes God's mercy and his keeping grace to hold the people. Yes, the Romans said, we've taken it so quickly as though the God was on our side. It was such a terrible time, and the slaughter was immense. Well, actually, many Jews didn't believe this, and they fled instead into Jerusalem, and the massacre was immense. And this is the warning, you see. 2 Peter chapter 3, everything's continuing the same as it always did. They didn't believe it, and they reacted in completely the wrong way. Now, that's only the bare bones, if you like. In the next discourse, I want to look at that and try and apply that to us today. I'm loath to leave it here, but I don't want to extend this discourse. This discourse must be accompanied by the next one to bring home the application today, and there is an application. These Jews were warned. Many did not heed it, and a terrible disaster fell upon them, and the slaughter was immense. May God warn us, but may we heed that warning. And now for the next discourse, to see the application to us today.